Well, there was a young Catholic woman who was dating a young Protestant man, but she wouldn't marry him until he became a Catholic. So she said to her mom, "Mom, start praying for my boyfriend, and maybe he'll convert." So the mother said, "Okay, I'll start praying." So the mother began praying the rosary faithfully every day. And a month went by, and the daughter said, "Mom, it's working. He's going to Mass with me every Sunday." The mother says, "Good, we've got him now. And we'll keep praying. And I'm going to get your dad to start praying the rosary too." So the father started praying the rosary every day, and another month went by. The daughter said, "Things are really beginning to look as if it's going to work out. He began RCIA classes this past month, and he's having lunch every week with Father Murphy." The mother says, "Good, we're going to pour on the prayers now. I'll keep praying, your father will keep praying, and we'll get the nuns over at the convent to start praying." Well, a week went by, and the daughter said, "Mom, stop praying. Tell Dad to stop praying. Tell the nuns to stop praying." The mother said, "What's wrong?" The daughter said, "He wants to become a priest." Well, on this feast day of Pentecost, which is the birthday of the Catholic Church, we should take a look at why people convert to the Catholic faith and why we ourselves are Catholic. You know, the Catholic Church is such a great blessing in our life. I remember a priest once said that every good thing he ever received in his entire life came through the Catholic Church. And I thought, I had never thought about that, but you know, it is true that I can say the same thing for myself. My baptism as a Christian came through our Catholic faith. Getting to know Jesus and the Bible came through our Catholic faith. Receiving the Eucharist comes through our Catholic faith. Being a priest these 25 years has been such a great blessing. Getting to know thousands of people from around this diocese and thousands of wonderful families, all the friendships, and in fact, my very existence came through the Catholic Church as well, because my mom and dad met through the church. They met through the Legion of Mary. I wouldn't be around if it wasn't for the Catholic Church. And so we can say that because the church gives us these holy sacraments of baptism and the Eucharist and perhaps even your spouse or vocation, that it's such a blessing to be part of this Catholic Church, which celebrates its birthday today on the feast day of Pentecost. Now, the word Pentecost means the 50th day. Pent means five, like the Pentagon, right, is a five-sided building. And so Pentecost is the 50th day after the Passover. It was a Jewish feast day where it commemorated the giving of the law to Moses. And isn't it appropriate that Jesus, that God would send his Spirit upon the Catholic Church and give the Holy Spirit on the day that commemorates the giving of the law in the Old Testament? We're given the gift of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. So it is a tremendous feast day that we celebrate when the Holy Spirit descended upon Mary and the apostles. And we can say the Catholic Church was born that day. On that day, there were only 12 members. But pretty soon that same day, St. Peter got up and spoke. And it says 3,000 were added to the church that day. They were baptized and brought into the church. Imagine going from 12 members to 3,000 members in one day. In sales, we call that a very good first day, right? Imagine that. So the Catholic Church was founded by Christ upon Peter and the apostles 2,000 years ago. And one of my hobbies is reading conversion stories. I've listened to over 100 conversion stories of Protestant ministers that have become Catholic. I've read many of their books on why they became Catholic. In fact, over 1,000 Protestant ministers have become Catholic in the last 25 years. And so I've tried to distill the reasons why they became Catholic, and I boil it down to five reasons why they became Catholic and why we ourselves are Catholic. And the number one reason why people convert to the faith is to receive the sacraments. They want to receive Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament. That is the number one reason, is the Holy Eucharist, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. As Scott Hahn said, as a Protestant minister, he had the Bible, which was like having the menu. But now that he's Catholic, he still has the menu, but he also gets to partake of the banquet. He gets to receive the Eucharist that the Bible talks about. So the number one reason are the seven sacraments. Baptism, to have our sins washed away in the sacrament of baptism, to receive Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, to be able to go to confession is such a great gift. It's such a great blessing to be able to go to confession, to have our sins washed away in that holy sacrament. The people that go into confession with 10, 20, 40, 50 years of a burden of guilt and sin have it forgiven by the blood of Christ, and they are washed clean. And then also the anointing of the sick. You don't realize what a gift that is, the anointing of the sick. In the 3 years that I've been here, I've had the privilege of anointing over 300 people and giving almost that many the last rites, to be able to hear their confession, prepare their souls for eternity. And to give somebody the anointing of the sick is such a blessing. It gives healing in mind, body, and soul. It does absolve sins. It helps that person prepare for eternal life. And so these are the blessings that we have in our Catholic faith of the holy sacraments. They are such a gift, and that's why so many people have converted to the Catholic faith and why we should always appreciate the sacraments. The second thing I found of why people convert to the Catholic faith is the Blessed Mother and the saints. The Blessed Mother is their spiritual mother, and Mary is the mother of unity. She wants to bring souls back to Jesus and into the church so they can receive Holy Communion. The Blessed Mother is not only the mother of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but she's your spiritual mother, she's my spiritual mother, and she has such an important role in our life to help us stay close to Jesus. And also the saints. The Catholic Church has such a profound understanding of the role of the saints. They are our friends in high places. The saints intercede for us. They are the cloud of witnesses that prays for us and spurs us on to victory and helps us to get to heaven to share the beatific vision. Number three, the third thing that I've noticed in reading the conversion stories is the Catholic Church's relationship to the Bible, that these converts have realized that the only reason why we have the Bible is because the Catholic Church gave us sacred scripture. It put together the Hebrew Old Testament, the Greek New Testament under one cover. And it was at the Council of Bishops in Carthage and Council of Hippo in 393 and 397 that all the books of the Old and New Testament were put together under one cover. And so how do we know what is the inspired word of God? How do we know what book should be in the Bible? It's only because the Catholic Church has told us so. Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, directed by the bishops, have put all the books under one cover. Even Martin Luther, he admitted that as well. Even though Martin Luther broke away from the church, he said, "We owe a great debt to the Catholic Church, for without it, we would not know which books were in the Bible. We would not know what is the inspired word of God." Well, so Luther admitted that we got the Bible from the Catholic Church. But as you know, there were seven books that he wanted to get rid of, so he left out seven books from the Old Testament. But when we look at the gift of sacred scripture, we see that the Catholic Church is the mother of the Bible, not the daughter of the Bible. That Jesus Christ came to give us the Catholic Church and to establish his church, and the church is what compiled the books of the Old Testament, wrote the books of the New Testament, and put it under one cover. See, the Bible itself does not tell us which books are inspired. It's only the authority of the Catholic Church that tells us which books are the inspired word of God. In the first 300 years of the church, there were 50 gospels, the Gospel of Thomas, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, the Gospel of Pontius Pilate. The church, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, had to read all those books and tell us, no, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those are the four inspired gospels. The others are not. And so the church was able, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, to give us the Word of God. And so this is one of the big factors why many people have come into the Catholic Church, because they realize that the church is the mother of the Bible and has put the Bible together and tells us which books are in the Bible. Number four, the fourth reason why we're Catholic and why I'm Catholic and why others have converted to the faith, I've discovered, is the evidence of history. The evidence of history. Cardinal Newman says, to study history is to become Catholic. The more you study history, and when people like Scott Hahn began reading the early fathers of the church, reading Ignatius of Antioch, Irenaeus, reading Cyril of Alexandria, they discovered that the early church was Catholic. They had a pope, they had bishops, they had priests, they had deacons, they had seven sacraments. They prayed for the deceased members of the church. They prayed for the souls in purgatory. They went to Mass and received communion every day. And so by reading history, it has brought many people into the Catholic faith. And when you look historically, we have 266 popes. Pope Francis is number 266. Benedict was 265. John Paul II was 264. All the way back to St. Peter, who was the first pope. So historically, the Catholic Church is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. We can trace ourselves back to the apostles for these last 2,000 years. And we have 266 popes in an unbroken line from today all the way back to the beginning. And lastly, the fifth reason why people have converted to the Catholic Church is the moral teachings of the Church. The moral teachings of the Church. When you read the stories of people like Steve Wood and others that have converted, or Jeff Cavins, Marcus Grody, Scott Hahn, it was the moral teachings of the Church that really helped to bring them into the Church. The Church's teaching on protecting and safeguarding the sanctity of human life from the moment of conception until natural death. The Church's teaching on the sanctity of marriage between man and woman, the importance of the family. These things are so important in our Catholic faith. And many people outside the Church have joined the Church because of its strong stance, as unpopular as it may be, on the issues of life, on the issues of marriage. The Church has always proclaimed the sanctity of human life and the evils of abortion and contraception and embryonic stem cell research and assisted suicide and euthanasia, all these things that attack the dignity of the human person and the dignity of life. So we are blessed to have a church that does teach clearly these teachings. As unpopular as they may be and throughout our country and the world, the church continues to remain faithful to the teachings of Christ on these issues of faith and morals. So these are the five reasons why I'm a Catholic, the five reasons why many have converted to the Catholic faith: the seven sacraments, the Blessed Mother and the saints, the Church's relationship to the Bible, the evidence of history, and the fact that Christ founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago, and the moral teachings of the Church. So today, on this feast day of Pentecost, as we celebrate the birthday of the Catholic Church, ask yourself that question and think about that question. What blessings have we received from being a Catholic? And I can certainly say, like that priest I heard, that every blessing, every good thing I've ever received in my life has come through the Catholic Church. And that's especially true because the Catholic Church has given me my Christian baptism, my relationship with Jesus, and especially the most blessed sacrament, being able to receive Jesus himself in the Holy Eucharist.